Let the church say amen. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. Today we're in service at my Father's table. Pastor Kevin T. Scott. In the background, you hear a song by Donnie McKirkland. We are one, one body of Christ, all serving His Majesty. Today, we're going to talk about the Bible. Specifically, in the Bible, we're going to talk about truth, the truth of the Word, the truth of the Word working in us, each other, transcending His glory. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome once again. Our opening scripture is going to be from Psalms 119 to 105. Then we're going to jump down to 111 and then to 127. Your words are like a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. I will follow your rules forever because they make me happy. I love your commandments more than the purest gold. This is coming from the Holy Bible of the New Century Version. It gives you detailed information specifically about the Word of God and some insight inside each scripture. We're coming to you from Cumberland, Maryland, at my Father's table, Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Stay with me, and let's get some more. We're going to get started with what the Lord demands. This is a Psalms of David. The scripture reads, Lord, who may enter the holy tent? Who may live in your holy mountain? Only those who are innocent and who will do what is right. Such people speak the truth from their hearts and do not tell lies about others. They do not wrong to their neighbors and do no gossip. They do not respect hateful people, but honor those who honor the Lord. They keep their promises to their neighbors, even when it hurts. They do not charge innocence or interest on money, and do not take money to hurt innocent people. That's a psalm from David. And what we're going to talk about today is truth, the simplicities of truth. So, church, how do we give truth a definition, an autonomy, something that can be looked at as true? The quality or statement of being true. He had to accept the truth of her accusations. That which is true or in accordance with facts or reality. Truth is a noun. It points in a specific direction. It has validity. Now that's the complex version. The simple version, he's not lying. She's not lying to you. She's giving you the truth as it's seen. But then there's another truth, God's truth. And that's what our focus is going to be on today. God's truth, the reality of it, the promise of it, and what we can do with it as we move forward in bringing kingdoms and souls together. This is At My Father's Table, Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Just to give you a couple of examples, the scientificness of truth. If you touch something extremely hot, your skin will burn. That's a scientific proof. If you tell your neighbor that you will be there and that you are there, that's a truth that can be seen and is dictated by action. That's a truth. But when you're talking about God's truth, it comes from the heart, the purity of the mind and the heart working together for His truth. It's a fact that if you tell God's truth, you always come out not only with a reward, but with gratitude from your peers to say, I know that person is telling me the truth. Let's skip over to Proverbs 16:13, and it reads, kings like honest people. They value someone who speaks the truth. Do you, as Gentiles, like the truth? When you know someone is giving you the truth, are they not more appreciated? Is there a sense of entitlement when someone is giving you the truth? An entitlement of honesty, sincerity, which translates into love. See, when people love you and really care about who you are and what you are, they give you the truth. It's not boastful. It's not prideful. It's the truth. If we all as Christians learn to deal with the facts and the truth of the matter, we get to be better Christians. Is there a perfection level? Yes and no. Our mark is to be more like Jesus. He gives us the truth from the Father. He's that bridge over troubled waters. What I enjoy about the truth is that it gives me clarity. I can understand when truth is spoken to me. I can comprehend the purity of it and how it's to help me. Sometimes truth hurts. Sometimes it brings tears to your eyes. But yet it's still the truth. It still has the substance of knowing that love is inside of it, and it's meant to do you well and offer you no harm. One of the many purposes for reading the Bible is to gain truth, truth from a higher source, a sort of contentment to know that this truth that we so desire leads us to a promised land. We all want to get to a promised land. For truth to be a vehicle, a sound source of transportation, this is what we strive for, to get to the streets paved with gold. Truth. Truth will get you there. When you speak the truth to your neighbors, your sons, your daughters, your children, all is said in truth. You want the best for them. The Word of God gives you that. But there is a requirement. You have to get inside of that Word and find your truth, what makes you feel comfortable, and be convicted by the substance of the truth. Now, I don't want to make this so complex that it gets mixed up in language. The truth is what it is, the truth. When you say your name, you're saying the truth. This is who I identify myself as. In reference to the Bible, if you read the truth, you can learn to speak the truth. That's not complex. That's very simple. Speaking the truth to your brothers and your sisters, knowing that honesty is always the best policy, the policy of the Bible. That's why God shows us the truth, so that we can somehow manage to speak it in love, in actions, and in deeds. That's right. We're supposed to be of service to one another. Service to the point where you help your neighbor. If your neighbor falls down, it's your hand that offers them the truth to help them back up. These things are important. It's the truth of the matter that we are following Jesus. Now, when we say that, that means it's always going to be a team conception. Your truth, his truth, my truth. If we're all speaking on that one accord, we get the glory of the truth, the rewards that come from it, the benefits that are wrapped up in it. You find favor with God the Father through Jesus Christ. And as we investigate how we reach the truth, understanding truth, practicing truth, and letting the truth of the Lord be your light, that lamp at your feet, you will find a comfort to know that you are of service to man and woman, to child, to the whole world. There's a truth that you can use towards an animal. You love your dog. You love your cat. So you offer them the truth that the food that you give them is wholesome. Well, try doing the same thing to your neighbor, to your brother, to your sister, giving them the truth, offering them something that has the substance of truth and the purity of God wrapped up in it. Am I reaching anyone today? Are you getting an understanding of using truth as your weapon? The best thing that you can do is offer the truth. It could be your shield, and it can also be your sword. When you speak it, the action shows it, and love is produced. So at this juncture, we're going to offer a musical selection dealing with truth. Truth is peaceful. It's calming. It stands on its own 2 feet. It offers you clear skies and a bright future. Let the truth be told. Give us clarity, O Lord. Let us see your light. Guide us to the promised land here on earth. Let the truth be told. Let us speak to each other eye to eye, heart to heart. Let us see your purity in our soul.
Keep your messes and your wounds and your secrets safe with you behind.
Let the truth be told. That's you, that's me. Well,
but didn't you say church should look more like a hospital? A safe place for the sick, the sinner and the scarred and the prodigal like me. Will truth be told? The truth is rarely told. Oh, am I the only one who says I'm fine? Yeah, I'm fine.
Just broken. You see, ladies and gentlemen, God sees the truth in you more so than anybody. See, he can read your heart rhythm. He knows every word that comes out of your mouth before it gets there. That's truth. That's living his truth. And if we all decide to be truthful, to show the best of us, within him. Our humanness fails us. That flesh is weak. Only the spirit is willing. Let the truth be told. Let us have the understanding of the path of God as he leads us and guides us. The Holy Spirit is left here to point us in the direction towards him. To correct that crooked place, to guide that misguided thinking. Some would say stinking thinking. But you, within yourself, through the Bible, through his truth, can smell well, can do right, can be honest with yourself, then you can be honest with me. As I can be honest with you. At my Father's table wants to be the truth. The truth is guided by God. That's directed by the Holy Spirit. That gives us the victory over Satan. The truth. Let the truth be told. As we follow that truth, as we listen and learn, as we overcome our mistakes, our faults, our failures, our fears, as we hold on to that hand of God through Jesus, we know that his truth is prevalent. It gives us the necessary tools, the things that will make a difference. Not in this life, but in the other life to get you that crown. Oh, the trials and tribulations that come We must go through them. We have to understand, embrace them, and come through with the teachings of truth. What I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is you. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about what comes out of the pulpit into our bosom, how we treat one another in love and in truth. Let the truth be told. Let it sound good and well. Let's use ourselves as the example. Don't look to man or woman, because they will fail you with lies, deception. If the truth is told, it gives you that oomph that leads you to the victories of this life on this earth. You see, ladies and gentlemen, if you offer me love, you're giving me truth. It works one and the same. If you love me, you'll feed my sheep. Love God for who He is, for what His purpose stands for. And within that love and His purpose, you find truth. I can't mention the word enough. Truth is connected to so many facets of life. When you look in a child's eyes, you see truth. When you embrace your loved ones, you find love coupled with truth. We can do better. I can do better. You can do better. We can begin to embrace each other in love, coupled with truth. It will lead us to that place that we all yearn to be. I often tell people, if you are led to love, you're led to tell the truth. It speaks volumes about who you are, what you are, and what you stand for. Let this information read into your soul. Embrace it for what it's meant to be. Truth can conquer a lot of things. With love and God and truth, you will reach the plateau that God has intended for you. You will be that servant, that helpmate, that special one to bridge the troubled waters with love and truth. This has been At My Father's Table, Pastor Kevin T. Scott. I offer you love. I send you the truth. Let the church say amen. This has been another production of KingScottRadioTV.com.